Well, finally today, a quick postscript on the Republican presidential debate in New Hampshire last night, and a look at professional political spin.
That's right, Meghna. Once upon a time, political spin was done out of sight. A candidate debated or made a policy proposal, then his advisors talked off the record with reporters to try to sharpen a point or add some context. But for some time now, spinning, as we all know, has been very much out in the open, and every major debate includes a spin room where campaign surrogates tell people like us, Meghna, what the candidates actually said.
And, of course, why they won, as you heard last night.
Right. And before we go to the spin room, here's a 60-second summary of last night's two-hour debate. First off, everybody agreed it's all President Obama's fault.
The Obama administration is an anti-jobs, anti-American energy.
This president is a declinist. He views America as one of equals around the world.
What this president has done has slowed the economy.
President Obama is a one-term president. We'll win.
Now, beyond that show of unity, there were some standout performances. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann gets the self-promotion award for using the debate to make a major announcement.
I filed today my paperwork to seek the office of the presidency of the United States today. I wanted you to be the first to know.
And Mitt Romney won the Local Boosterism Award by talking about the really important story of the night, which had nothing to do with politics.
And by the way, Bruins are up 4-0.
And finally, businessman Herman Cain won the Digging Himself Into a Hole Award and just kept digging.
The next question goes to Mr. Cain. You recently said you would not appoint a Muslim to your cabinet. Then you kind of backed off that a little bit.
First, the statement was, would I be comfortable with a Muslim in my administration? Not that I wouldn't appoint one. And I would not be comfortable because you have peaceful Muslims and then you have militant Muslims, those that are trying to kill us.
Okay, so maybe that was a little longer than 60 seconds, but let's move on. Here we are back in the spin room, post-debate. The seven candidates all have their delegates here holding up their signs, spinning their performance.
So Rick Santorum, we're hearing from John Brabender.
Two terms as a United States Senator, two terms as a U.S. House member.
Would you go so far as to say he won tonight?
Well, look, I'm not going to play that game where you're going to have seven candidates stand here and tell you that they won. What I will tell you is that we certainly accomplished...
Okay, so maybe not everybody wants to claim victory, but let's go over and check what Nick Ayers is saying. He's the campaign manager for Tim Pawlenty. Let's listen to what he's saying.
And so we think it was a victory tonight when you start a presidential debate with seven candidates on the stage, and the first 15 minutes are spent talking about our campaign. That's a good sign.
Now, in some cases, the best people to spin are family members. I'm here at the Newt Gingrich podium, and his two spinners are his two daughters. Let's listen to what they have to say. Can you identify yourself?
Sorry, I'm Kathy Lubbers, Newt's eldest daughter. He has a lot of energy. He got his points through. He was clear, and he had fun.
Explain a little bit about how the campaign is doing after all these defections. Is it back together? I mean, what's going on?
You know, only one of our staff, I should say, left. Everybody
I thought
else
there were reports of 16.
Those were all consultants. And the deal is, as anyone who's been around Newt for a really long time knows, Newt is Newt. He knows his mind. He knows his style. He knows where he's going. And a lot of consultants in this situation...
They don't want Newt to be Newt.
Right.
Thanks very much. Have a nice evening. Appreciate it. Now, in some cases, the candidates themselves come out to spin their performance. I'm going to walk over to this big knot of reporters over here, and Herman Cain is standing on his own podium, and he's defending comments that he made that sounded somewhat bigoted.
All I'm saying is I'm just going to be careful about who I put in my administration.
Does that apply to other religions?
No, it doesn't apply to other religions because we don't have the same threat that we have from that particular one, okay? Ma'am, no, it is not bigoted. It's called being careful and cautious because...
Well, Herman Cain, the businessman, is acquiring a reputation of speaking his mind on the campaign trail. He might want to think that a little bit as he goes forward in this campaign. Let's move on. So are you here spinning for Ron Paul?
Yes, I am.
And you are Mark Warden, and you're a member of the New Hampshire legislature.
That's
right?
State rep.
State rep. Good. And who won tonight's debate?
The American people won. Do I sound like a politician?
Just a little bit. And there you have it, Meghna. In the spin room, we're all winners.
The American people
all right.
won. Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston, you think this town is hockey crazy these days? We will check in with the folks over in Vancouver who are pushing for a new national holiday. Up in Canada, of course, if the Canucks win. Cross-border Stanley Cup fever, that's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.